The Gemara says about Tzadik Rebbeid or Shiloh, that somebody has two mitzvahs in front of him. Which one should he do first? We have a klal, Tobir Sheino, Tobir, Tobir Kurim. You have one mitzvah that's more often, and one mitzvah that's often. It doesn't come that much, so you always should to do the mitzvah that's Tobir, that's more often first. That's Tobir Sheino, Tobir, more often and less often. Then you have another klal, Mekudosh Vishayin, Mekudosh. Anything that's more Kodosh, that's a holier mitzvah, has more Kedush in it. We'll say, example, let's say, Tfilin and Tzitzis. Tzitzis is mitzvah and Tfilin has Kedusha. So always we do the Kedusha first. We'll talk later about Tzitzis and Tfilin. I just brought it as an example. So we do all these Kodesh first. So now, what happens if we have two mitzvahs? One is more Kodir, more often, and one is more Mekudosh. He's less often, but he's more Mekudosh than the other mitzvah. Which one should we do first? Should we do it Kodir? Because it's more often, so that's the one to be done first. What we should do, the Mekudosh first. The Mekudosh has more Kedusha, and that has a preference over other mitzvahs. The Gemara brings four rayas. The first raya the Gemara brings is that kneading is always before Musafim. We had in the Mishnah that when there's carbon tamid and carbon Musaf, and you're supposed to bring either the tamid and the Musaf, which one comes first? So the kneading is always before the Musafim, even though that Musafim, carbon Musaf, is more Kodosh, because it comes for the Musaf, comes because of Shabbos or because of the Yontif, so that's Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yontif. So we see that Togir of Tomid, which is more often that Tomid is every day, comes before the Kodan of Shabbos, that's Kodosh. So the Mayander, that Musafim, that Tmidim of Shabbos also has Kodosh, because the shame of Shabbos goes on the Tmidim, and Tmidim of Shabbos are more Kedusha than Tmidim of Wisdom. And then the Gemara brings the right from Musafir Shabbos and Musafir Rosh Chodesh. That Shabbos comes before Musafir Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara says that also here, the Rosh Chodesh helps to the Musafir of itself and also to the Musafir of Shabbos. The Musaf of Shabbos, carbon Musaf of Shabbos, has the Kiddush Rosh Chodesh. It has an added value more than the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Then the Gemara brings the Raya, we'll skip the next Raya. Next Raya is the Gemara brings from Kiddush. When you have to make Kiddush on Shabbos, Yom Tov, so there's two brothers. You make a Borei Pera Gefen on the cup of wine, and then you say the Baruch Kiddush, Birchas Hayom. Kiddush says, we say the Baruch that Hashem gave us this day, the Shabbos of its Yom Tov. So the Baruch of the Yom has Kiddush, it's Kiddush of Shabbos, Kiddush of Yom Tov. And the Baruch of the Yayin is a regular bracha that everybody makes the bracha every time a person drinks wine. So, on the other hand, bechas hayayin is tedira. It's more often because that a person does every day. I think they drink a cup of wine and make a bracha borei pera gefen. But on one hand, you have two brachas in front of you. Which one did you say first? The borei pera gefen or the bechas hayom? Borei pera gefen is tadir, it's often, so that should be first. Or bechas hayom that is kodesh, so it should be first. So the Mishnah says this, that Birchas Hayom comes first is Tedira. And Birchas Hayom is Eina Tedira. It says Birchas Hayom is Tedira. More often, so it comes first. So that's how we do. We say Borei Pera Gefen first, and then we say the Kiddush of the Birchas Hayom. So we see that Todir is before Kudosh. So the Gemara answers that the shame of the Birchas Hayom, the shame of Shabbos, or the shame of Yom Tov, comes also for the Birchas Hayom. Also, the Birchas Hayom has of Sheikh Kodosh, it's called Nekudosh, because it's set for the Shabbos and for the Yom Tov. So Birchas Hayom has two things, as also Kodir, also often, also Kedusha, and Birchas Hayom is not often, but it has Kedusha, so Birchas Hayom comes first. And the Gemara reads the Raya from Rabbi Yochanan Zalocher. Somebody came on Shabbos and he didn't daven Musaf, yet came the time of davening Musaf. So he has two tefillos of him, Mincha and Musaf. Which one should do first? So should he daven Mincha because it's Tadir every day, or he should daven Musaf because Kodesh, it's special for Shabbos. So the Gemara says that he davens Mincha first and then Musaf. So you see that Tadir, the mitzvah that's often, the tefillah that often comes first. And my answer is up to Shabbos, the Tfilas Musafim, I know it's Tfilas Mincha, that the name of Shabbos, and because this Mincha is big davening on Shabbos, so it's also called a Tfilah that has Tadir often and also Kodesh, Mekudesh. So Mamele, both of the, so Mincha comes before Musaf. And in the Shulchan Aruch it says that even though Mincha comes before Musaf, it's not about the daven Mincha now, it's not up to it, he's going to go later to shul to daven mikvah, so then he should daven musaf now. As long as he's up to daven both tefillot. Then the Gemara brings another idea. The Gemara brings the permission that it says, it's about shlomim to lamb, shlomim that he brought yesterday to the Beis HaMikdash, and they weren't makriv yet to the Beis HaMikdash. They're just staying here today to be makriv. And chatos hoshem to layom, today somebody brought a chatos bo. So we have standing in front of us a chatos that somebody brought today, and shlomim that was from yesterday. So chatos is more chodosh than shlomim that we saw in the Mishnahs before. And it's said to be makri the shlomim of yesterday first. Rashi says it's not to be zalzon, the korban that was brought yesterday. So we see that shlomim, even though it's less kodesh than the chatos, but you bring the shlomim first. So we see the thought there, since shlomim is brought every day, chatos is only if somebody doesn't hear and is mechuyav in a chatos. It's not the one. But a shlomim is more often because anybody can make a davar and bring a shlomim. So shlomim comes first, and you see that todir, the mile of todir of all things often is more than the mile of kodesh. So the Gemara answers that that's not a raya, or my rabbi motli kamri, that this kind of todir is not called todir, it's called motli. That means it's available, it happens more often, but it's not todir. Why? Because the shlomim is been a dof. It's not a chiyuv to bring it. A chatos is a chiyuv to bring it. Ola shlomim is a chiyuv to bring it. So if that happens often, that's how the mile of todir. But shlomim, even though it might be often, but it's not a chiyuv to do, it's just a neder and a dover. So that's not a mile of todia, that's called motri, it's available, around. And motri is not called todia. Motri lo komi bolon, of course, but have a motri against a makuda comes first before the motri. On this day, the shagasari is the kasha, the shagasari is the siman chalas, if you say that motri is not called todia, so how does the Gemara bring the permission that Birchas Hayayin is before Birchas Yom, because Birchas Hayayin is Tehillah? Because Birchas Hayayin is a Bori Prayer Gevin, why is it Tehillah? Because anybody every day could make a Bracha Bori Prayer Gevin and drink a cup of wine. But that's only because he wants to drink it. It's not Chiv to drink wine every day. So that's called Motri, it's not called Togir. How does the Gemara bring Hayayin, how does Mishnah call it Togir? So it's called Motri, not Togir. So that Shagasari says, that since it's a chiyuv on Shabbat and Yom Tov by Kiddush and Avdolah, or by chasanas, there are always chasanas in Erusim and Nisuin, there's close to Shel Yayin, so Memele comes up that there is a chov of Yayin during the year. So that chov of Yayin makes it Torah, and it's more than Motri. It's really called a Torah. Then there's the file. The file says in Siman Chofei, in Shulchan Aruch, that a person should always run the tzitzis, the palace, before Tefillin, because Malin Bachodesh, Nain Morit. So you go up higher in Kedusha. Tzitzis is called, and then Tefillin is called the Kedusha. So first you put on Tzitzis, and then you go up higher in Kedusha, higher in Mitzvah, and you put on your Tefillin. That's Malin Bachodesh. But you should be careful not to put the Tefillin first. So if you come and you touch the Tefillin comes out of your back first, so you'll have to put on the Tefillin first. So Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah. There's a cloud. Just like there's a cloud, Tobir Kodem, the Kudosh Kodem, there's a cloud, Ein Avirin Ala Mitzvah. You don't skip over a mitzvah. And we learned it out from a passage, Shmartem Es HaMatzos, that we darshan, we read it, Shmartem Es HaMatzos. They said, what's your mitzvah? Al Tach Nisena, that it comes to you a mitzvah, so you shouldn't skip over it. And the Shulchan Aruch says that if it happens that it came out in your hand, fill in first, you usually put it first, the talis first. But here you put on the tefillin first, because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah. First we'll say, Derech Agav, and the other shrine of the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Malei Bakodesh, Ein Morizin, that your Malei Bakodesh, first you put on tzitzis and tefillin, it's not really the same Malei Bakodesh as you want in the Gemara. Usually Malei Bakodesh means, let's say you have tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. So the batim of the tefillin, if you want to change a bite of tefillin shel yad into a tefillin shel rosh, you can't. Because tefillin shel rosh is more kedusha than the tefillin shel yad, has four batim, even though it's the same parsha, but the Gemara says since it's four batim, it has more kedusha than the tefillin shel yad. So a tefillin shel yad, the bias of a yad, you could switch over and build it into a tefillin shel rosh, because malin by kurdish. But ain meridin, if you wanted to take a tefillin shel rosh and change it into a tefillin shel yad, you can't, because that's called horoda from kedusha. You're lowering the kedusha from rosh to yad. So here, by a person who's putting on tzitzis and tefillin, it's not really the same case, because putting on his tefillin, and he's going to be still wearing his tefillin, and then he'll put on his talis, he'll still be wearing the talis. He's not doing less, he's just adding on more of a mitzvah, has less tradition. But Yad Vashem says, take him off. It's a take off from the Avalim, but it's Ben Morim. So also here, do a Kiddush, and we do the Kiddush first, and then should it go up in Kiddush. The Tzav says that why should we put on the tefillin first? If it happened that we found the tefillin first, and then put on first the tefillin, and then the Kiddush because of in Mavir Nala Mitzvah. So the Tzav says, Aloshin, Ein Lonu Kedima L'Tzitzis Elo Masmach Tebal Mipnei Tedira. The only reason we put on Tzitzis is Tedira, that Tzitzis is every day and every time. We put on Tzitzis all the time. Shabbos and the whole, even Shabbos and weekday, there are more times of putting Tzitzis than Tzitzis. And so Memela, if you come back, that you put, so you mainly have to put on tzitzit before tefillin because it's tovir and tefillin is lektor. So tzitzit comes first. But if it happened that you're touching already holding the tefillin, so then we say, Ein mavir nala mitzvah is stronger than the psalm of tovir. So we put on the tefillin, so we have to skip over the mitzvah that we're holding the tefillin. The primogodim learned shaf in this tav, that tovir is a din d'oraisa. We learn it out from a book. And Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah is also a Dido Raisa. So for if we say Tovir, we should put down the Tzilin and put on Tzitzit, because Tzitzit is Tovir. And if we say Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah, so we should continue and put on the Tzilin. So which one should we do? We have two Dinim, one opposite the other one, one opposing the other one. Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah, make us put on Tzilin. Tovir, we should have Tovir, put on Tzitzit. So what should we do? So that's the process. That since the Tzilin on Kudoshim, Tefillin also has kedusha. It's more kodesh than tzitzis, so we say that tefillin is more kodesh and kodesh and tzitzis are one of the other ones. And we say in Ma'avir Nala Mitzvah is machriya. This case that on the side of tefillin we have two things: we have mekudesh, that's more kodesh than tzitzis, and we have in Ma'avir Nala Mitzvah, and there we put on the tefillin and not the tzitzis. So you should ask a kasha for the Gemara and the Noach. Gemara and the Noach says. A shayla. It's similar to our Gemara. The Gemara Menachah says, what would be if you only have two kvot, two sheep, and you have a mitzvah of today and a mitzvah of tomorrow? The mitzvah of today, we have tzvim of tomorrow. But if we take these two kvot and we're makir that we could have it either today for korban musaf, let's say, Shabbat. The tzvim we already were makir today. We just need a musaf for Shabbat, these two kvot. Or, if we're makir the musafim today, we won't have tzmidim for tomorrow. Or should we say it and be makir the tzmidim tomorrow? So, what's the shayla? Because today's musafim on the kudosh, or more kodosh, lusaf of every shet Shabbos. And tomorrow's tzmidim is called todir. So, the shayla is the kudosh of today and todir of tomorrow, which one comes first? And the Gemara says, at the end, the Gemara says that it's shkulin. It's not like maskoi, is that they're the same. So, how does the Tzav say that we're machriya, the Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah is machriya to put on the tefillin because it's more kodesh and it's also Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. It's also talking about such a case, and the Gemara says that even though we should be makir it today, it should be Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. And the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says there's shkulim, and that's the Ramadan fasting, so you could either choose to do the tzmidim tomorrow or the musafim today. So let's say Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. You should have to do the musafim today regardless of what will happen tomorrow, and you won't have comments for tomorrow. Today I have also in Kudu Shafim and also in Mavir and Ala Misa. So it should be not like the Taz. According to what the Prima Gordon learned, Shaf and the Taz. So maybe we'll make a chilek and we'll say that there's a difference of two kinds of Ema. There's Ema and Ala Misa that they're in front of you and you have to choose what to do, like the Gemon and Ochas, and you're not holding it in your hand. You just have to choose. Should you bring the kvotim today for musafim, for mekudosh, or should you bring it for tomorrow for tovir? And there the Gemara says, we don't say a klal of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah, like Sachronim or Masbir, but where there's a advantage, where there's an advantage, one mitzvah over the other one, so we don't say Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. It's not called skipping of the mitzvah because you're going to do it tomorrow in a better way. Just a mitzvah that has more plus to it, more kedush or more tovir. But the Taz is talking by tefillin that he's holding in his hand. It's all in his hand that he could put it on right away. That would be a stronger Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. And that kind of Ein Mavir, like, well, we have Eosik B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. Not only that if he's in the middle of one mitzvah, he shouldn't leave it and do another mitzvah, which is a svara that why should a person leave one mitzvah and do another one? I mean, even if he has another, the second mitzvah comes along is more kodosh, or something that has more of an advantage, also you shouldn't leave the first mitzvah and do the second one. Also, the Rishonim say, even if you're not yet mamish doing the first mitzvah, but you're on the way to doing it, you're preparing to do it, like the Gemara says in Sukkot B'chokhei, Shluchei mitzvah, that they're shluchim, they're going to do it, so on the way to a mitzvah, they're potter min ha-sukkot, even though they didn't accomplish yet the mitzvah. So the thing we would say here, Rein Avir al ha-mitzvah, he's already holding the tefillin and he's preparing to do a mitzvah, he's already like Shluchei mitzvah and sukkot, so he shouldn't leave mitzvah to do another one. The Shidduch of the Gemara of Ein Ma'avir al ha-mitzvah, even if he's not holding it, he's not mamish doing it, it's just in front of him, he has to decide in his mind if the kvosim to come for the Talmud of tomorrow or the Musaf of today. So that would be another kind of Ein Ma'avir al ha-mitzvah, which the Gemara says, where there's an advantage, you could skip over today and do tomorrow. But if you're holding it in your hand, it would be different. Then there's another tal. There's a tal in Tofresh Pei Aleph, in Ilchus Chanukah, a very long subject. He's talking about Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, what should he do first, Avdolah or Ner Hanukah. So in the middle of the tal, in the middle of this long tal, he says like this. So since the Gemara didn't say Hachroh, the Gemara didn't say Maskona, how we should do, we have other opposing Nekudas, which one should come first. So the tal says, I'll change Vodai Shetzori Lachti Tobir, Shuvadai Klal Batura. Just we don't know what to do. The Gemara has no maskona. It's like it's a soft film. The Gemara Todir is better on the Kudish. So the Taz says always to do the Todir. Why? The Todir is for sure a klal in the Torah. Todir, Rishena, Todir, Todir, Todir. And we don't know if there's a new klal of Mekudish to be in a bigger advantage than Todir. So maybe you do what's for sure. It's like Dermot Ains, Sofik, and for sure there's a din of Todir. So don't change the din of Todir today to do the Mekudish. So the Taz says that you always have to do Todir first. So why does the Taz say when you happen to pick up the tefillin first and then you should put on the tefillin first and then the tzitzit? Let him fix his klal that he said in Ilchus Chanukah that Todir is for sure klal and the Kudish doesn't come to take away from the klal of Todir. So you should put down the tefillin and take a tzitzit. Why? Because we have Todir for sure klal. Opposing that we have Ein Ma'avir in Al HaMitzvah, which is both a doraisa, like the Prima Dovin talks about that Ein Ma'avir in Al HaMitzvah learn from the Pasuk of Shmarim and Hamasas. And Todir we learn out from the Milavad Olas HaTomit. So we have one against the other. So why shouldn't we put down the tefillin and take a tzitzit, which is Todir? So maybe we'll say, because still it's not for sure, it's only because Eshwafa Kmotim and Devada, that Todir is for sure Klal, and Mekudosh is, we're not sure if it should take out from Todir, so we know for sure that Todir is a Klal, we do the Todir. So then we'll be served, since Mekudosh is a Klal, but we don't know if we can take away from Todir. So the Mekudosh together with Ein Ma'avir al ha-mitzvah is stronger than the Todir by itself. It's something similar to the mathematics of a mute, together with Mechza, that it should be rove against Mechza, like the Gemara in Yevosaf Kudutte. That all be like the sheet of the Prima Dovin. But we can't say that there's a difference between our Gemara, our this stuff and the Tazer, because the Tazer here, like we said, is talking that the children is in the hand. So the Ein Ma'avir al ha-mitzvah is a strong Ein Ma'avir al ha-mitzvah. It's to put down the Chesed that he's holding is much stronger than to do what he's talking about in Hilchus Chanukah, which bracha you should say first. So there, the Ein Ma'avir is not as strong as the one we're talking about that he's holding it in his hand. This Taz in Hilchus Chanukah, they say that Torah is a Vadai, and Mekudosh is not a Vadai, the Shagat Arya is that Mekudosh, first of all, the Rambam paskins that Todir and Mekudosh, that they're Shnem Shkulim, that they're both the same, like it's Masha the Gemara Menachos, that they're both the same, and you can decide which one you want to do first. Not like the Taz says that do it in Sopher, only it's a Vada, the Shnem Shkulim, and which one you want to do, you do first. Another thing the Shagat Arya is that Mekudosh is also a Klav. The Mishnah and the end of Hoyer says that just as Kola Todir Mechavero Kodem Eschavero, so Kola Mekudosh Mechavero Kodem Eschavero, so Mishnah and the end of Horus. And the Gemara learns it now from the Kiddush. That's right, any more Kodesh than Israel. So always we get in first. First Gemara Rishon. So the Kodesh is all cloud. It's just a cloud, just like a Kodesh. So anytime you have Kodesh in the Kodesh and you have a Sofet, you can't say that Kodesh should be first because both are from a Dora. Then we have the Shevet Arya says that if you have the tzitzis and the tefillin, the Shevet Arya is from this Taz. How does the Taz say that tzitzis is from the Beit Yehud before the Taz? How does he say that tzitzis is called Hodir and tefillin is less Hodir? Why? Because tzitzis we wear Bachol and the Shabbos. So he asks, this is not called Tzadir, this is called Motsu. Because you're not mechuyev to wear tzitzit. If somebody has an edge of the Vada Kampus of four corners, they're mechuyev to put tzitzit. So he's not mechuyev to go out and buy himself a beggar and wear tzitzit. Tzilin is mechuyev to wear every day. It means for the rice and to wear tzilin every day. But tzitzit is not a chiyuv just if he has a beggar. Even if we say clay kupsa, a chayuv the tzitzit when you're not wearing it, but that's only if you have it. You're not mechuyev to go out and purchase a beggar. Today it can be Mekai Mitzvah Tzitzis, and the Mela, the Tzidius of Tzitzis is not called Tavir, it's called Motsui. And Motsui is for sure shouldn't be coming before Tzilin. You should put on Tzilin first, and then Tzitzis, because Tzilin has a Tzidius, which is everyday Chutan Shabbat. Tzitzis is not a Tavir, it's only called a Motsui, and Tzilin is also Mekudish. That is Shefariah is from the time. And at the end, the Agassariah says that because tzitzis is not a chiyuv, because tzitzis is not a chova, it's a reshus to wear it, so we don't say a kedimus. When do we say that there's an inyan of kedimus benitus, which one should come first, a mekudesh or a todir, or which one? That's only if both are mitzvahs. But if one is a mitzvah and one is a reshus, over there we don't say kedim. You could even do the reshus first, he says, and just like anybody, he puts on all his clothes, he puts on his hat, and that washing is in the Rishonim already, and the Nimukiyos of the Nechus Tzitzis, that a person wears his hat, with his godin, and then he puts on the mitzvah. So you see that reshus is not active in mitzvah. It's only one mitzvah putting another mitzvah. You have to decide which one comes first. It's like a zuzul or a chshivus for a mitzvah, but reshus and mitzvah have no kesher, have no connection one to the other, and you could do a reshus first. So mainly you could do the tzitzit before tefillin because it's a reshus, and a reshus could come before a mitzvah. So it could be. That's why the Rishonim say timing that tzitzit should come first because it's shkula to make it kol a mitzvah. But the main thing, the Shagas Isaac tzitzit is first. If you want, you could do it first because it's a reshus. Derech Agav, the Arpus Achayim, that's from the Malbim, the Melchus Tefillin, he says that he doesn't mention the Shagas Arya, but he says that there's also Ein Ma'avir Na La Mitzvah. There's Dina Kedima also when a Rishus opposes a Mitzvah. And he brings a Raya from the Gemara in Tzachim. The Gemara in Tzachim says they were, when they brought the Korban Pesach, there was many people in the Azorah, and they had to do it very fast. Within a short period of time, they had to bring thousands of Korban Pesach. So they had a line of Kohanim that with one hand they would carry the dam, they would pass on the dam to the Mizbeach, the Zorich, one turn to the next until it came to an assembly line, until it came to the Mizbeach, and with one hand they brought back the old, the empty tree.
The Gemara says that the Kohen has to decide what he should do first. Should he first take the tree with the dam from the Kohen to pass it towards the Mizbeach, or should he first take the empty clay from the Kohen that already was Zorich to the Mizbeach and pass it back in reverse for the Kohen to be able to use it for the next carbon? So the Malbim, so the Gemara said that first you take the clay with the dam, the mole, the full clay with the full dam, and then after you pass it on towards the Mizbeach, then you take the clay that's empty, that's coming from the Mizbeach, and pass it in reverse to the going back where the Shita will be. And the Gemara says, you don't do the opposite. You don't take first the empty clay and pass it back, and then take the full clay from the Kohen who's handing it, because in Maviri Nala Mitzvah, since the clay that's mole with dam is a mitzvah to be Zorek, so you can't pass on the mitzvah and do something else in between. So the Malbim brings a raya. You see that a reshut with a mitzvah, if you have in front of you a reshut and a mitzvah, So you have to do the mikveh first. You can't do a reshus, because passing back the kli that's raised is a reshus. It's not a mikveh in itself. And passing the kli that has the dam is kabbalah sadam, it's holocha sadam to the mizbech, which is a mikveh. You see, you have to do the mikveh and you can't do the reshus first. So we see, not like the Shagatari, that he says, when you have a reshus and a mitzvah in front of you, so you can choose and do the reshus even before the mitzvah, because it's not like two mitzvahs, one against the other one. I would say maybe the Malbim and the Shagatari are not chulik. Just like we said before, that when we have a mitzvah in front of us, we're like holding a mitzvah, so we say that even if it's a reshus, and the Shagatari says that you can do a reshus before the mitzvah, but if it's mamish in front of you and you're holding the mitzvah, so you have to do the mitzvah first, you can't pass it on to do a reshus. So over here also, since the kohen that's behind him in the line is holding the dam and he's passing it on to him, it's as if he's holding it, it's right in front of him, he can't be mevater, he can't pass on that mitzvah and choose to do the reshus. We're only talking if it's not in front of him, you have to start doing either a reshus or a mitzvah, like putting on tzitzit, or wearing his clothes, putting on his clothes or tefillin. So it's not mamish in front of him. You have to choose what to do, so then he can do a reshus first. But when the kohen is holding the dam, and he's waiting for him to carry it, that's as if he's holding it, and he has to do first the mitzvah, and he can't choose to do the reshus. So that way we might understand that the Shagatari and the Malbim don't have a machlokes in this mitzvah.
There's also a shaila that people always ask, there's a minhag, we read Megillus on Yom Kippur, we read Kohelet, on Pesach we read Shir HaShirim, and the minhag of the children, and Ashkenazim, so we read the Megillah before Kriyas HaTorah. Everybody always asks, why do we read the Megillah? It's only a minhag, and Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv, so we should do the chiyuv first and then the minhag. I wonder if it's a Khamenech. Can you say, because it's only a mimic, so we don't care about the Kedima. And that should be in line with what the Shagatari says. But here there's a Rishus, it's like a mimic, Legabeh Mitzvah, Rishus, Legabeh Mitzvah, so we don't have Dine Kedima. So maybe you could read the Megillah first, and then read Kriyas HaTorah. There's another Shagatari. The Shagatari is in Simon Kofalis. It's like a third of the Shagatari goes on this Gemara, Das Tzadik Aleph. Shagatari and Simon Tzadik Aleph had a Shagatari. If somebody's eating, and he came, and he came to kill Birchas HaMorzim, he has to now the Birchas HaMorzim, mention what he ate, and he remembered that he didn't count Tzvirat HaOmer. And Tzvirat HaOmer usually is a Dorabona, and Birchas HaMorzim is a Doraita. Which one should he do first? So the Shagatari has a Raya from Argamor, he has a Raya that Dorabona and a Doraita, we don't say the Doraita should come before the Dorabona. The Dorabona should come before the Doraita. He has a Svara that since it's a Dorabona, we shouldn't be impossible to complain. That's, you see, the Shagatari is not a Svara. But, and he has right from the good, because the Mishnah said, when you do Kiddush, you say Birchas HaYom, or Birchas HaYom. And the see, the Shagatari, the Kiddush, if he didn't daven for, he mentioned the Yom in the Tefillah, so Kiddush is Doraita. And Birchas HaYom, Borei Pri HaGefen, and it's a Dorabona. How do you do the Bruch HaDorabona before the Doraita? So you see that we don't say that Dorabona should not come for the Doraita, it could come before the Doraita. So the question is, what should we do first? Should we do Birchas HaMorzim first and then Tzvirat HaOmer? First Tzvirat HaOmer and then Birchas HaMorzim. So Shagatari said, according to his words we said before, because Birchas HaMorzim during the week is a reshus. It's not a Todir, it's a Motzri, it's a reshus. If you're not mechuyev to have a Suda and eat and then say Birchas HaMorzim, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov you're mechuyev to eat a Suda. So in the middle of the Birchas HaMorzim of Shabbos and Yom Tov is a chova, and it could be called Todir. The Birchas HaMorzim of a weekday could not be called Todir, it's only called Motzri. And you can't say Tzvora, that because once he eats it, so the right to the chova, that's what Shagatai brings right, so we don't say that kind of Tzvora. Since the beginning of the chiyuv, the Tchila Tachiyuv of him is a reshus. So it says a reshus, and it's called a Motzri and not a Todir. The middle of the Shagatai said, is what means, Tzvirat HaOmer is 49 days a year. And Birchas HaMorzim of Shabbos and Yom Tov is more than 50 times. So it comes up that Birchas HaMorzim is more Todir than Tzvirat HaOmer. But that's only Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you think that Birchas HaMorzim and Tzvirat HaOmer together on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so first Birchas HaMorzim and then Tzvirat HaOmer, because it's Todir. But if it was during the week, So the weekday Berachas HaMazon is not called Torah, it's called Motzi. The weekday you should be at school, you can do whatever you want. You can do either Sfiras or Merub Berachas HaMazon, whichever one you want to do. Here there's a very interesting riot that I'd like to mention. I heard it from a friend. There's a Gemara in Shavuot. Remember that Shagdari made a chesed, and he said that Sfiras HaMazon is 49 days a year, and Berachas HaMazon is more than 50, a Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Merub Berachas HaMazon of Shabbos and Yom Tov, Oktober over Sfiras HaMazon. So the Gemara in Shavuot says that it says that it's the earring chatos of Rosh Chodesh and Mechaper on Tumas Mitzvah Shavuot. The more I want to learn out how we know what we're going, maybe the Seirim, the Hatoris of Musaf in Berlin, should also be Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshim, and we'll learn it out from the Musaf in Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, no, we can't learn it out from Rosh Chodesh because there's a Pircha. Rosh Chodesh came Tadir. Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, and Tadir for Golem Pas Tadir. So let's look at this. But how many Rosh Chodesh, how many days do we have a year Rosh Chodesh? 12. And how many days is Golem? Much more than 12. The Sukkot is 8 days. And Pesach is 7 days, so we already have 15. Shavuot is another, so 16. So regardless, it's called more Tadir than Rosh Chodesh. So why does the Gemara say she came Tadir? But we'll find a way to say that the Gemara is only a Pircha and it's regarded Tahora. But it looks like it's a riot. We see from the Gemara that if Rosh Chodesh is called Tadir more than the Rosh Chodesh Regalim, so Tadir is not in the amount of days that it happens, only how many times you cook it. I mean, how many times it happens to you? Like Rosh Chodesh, it comes 12 times a year, spread over the year, 12 times you meet up with Rosh Chodesh. But the Golem, you meet up with it 3 times a year, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, regardless of the fact that in the Yom Tov itself, there's more Seirim and more days. So the same thing we could have said by Sfiras HaOmer and Berachas HaMazon, that even though Sfiras HaOmer is 49 days, let's say Berachas HaMazon would only be 10 days a year. But we find it 10 times, we find it more often, we come in contact with it in different times of the year, and more times than Sfiras HaOmer that it comes all in one shot. And the Mele could have been that Berachas HaMazon is Tadir, even if it would be less number of days than Sfiras HaOmer. Now, in the Achron, and starts in the Radvaz. Somebody was in jail, and he got reshus, got permission to go out one day, for one day, to go home. And then he has to get him to jail. Which day should he choose? Should he choose Yom Kippur? Because Yom HaKadosh should be in Shul Yom Kippur. Should he choose Purim? Because there's a Megillah, if you're sitting either. Should he choose the same day? The first, very first day that he should choose today to go and show nothing until Christmas, whatever he should do. So the Rabbah said he should choose the first day that's available, not to wait for Yom Kippur, not to wait for him, because any first day that he could do a mitzvah, that's when he should do it. The Chacham Tzvi says that it's part of the Rabbah on Gemara and Menachah. The Gemara and Menachah got manifest, that says, that it's Tadir of tomorrow and Mekudesh of Eden, Sofin of today and Kmidin of tomorrow, which one should come first? And the Gemara says it's Shkulin. So you see that you have to do, by the way, the first mitzvah is available. You could wait for tomorrow if it has Adit. So Menela, maybe you should wait for Purim, maybe you should wait for Yom Kippur, which has Adit, which is a stronger mitzvah tomorrow. So it's hard to say stronger mitzvah. It has more advantages to the mitzvah, more personal mitzvah. So that he wants to say, not like the Radvaz, only at the end he says, in Asana, he says that it could be different. He brings another Gemara Moed Kotna, and then he says maybe like the Radvaz, you should go out the first day. And the difference is because the Gemara Menachas Daphne says it's like the same Shnei Kvotim. These Shnei Kvotim, should we bring them as a Musa today, or as a Tommy tomorrow? Then we'll do the Mitzvah in the two Kvotim more behidor if we wait tomorrow, if we study your audit. So then we say to wait for tomorrow because it's audit. But if it's not in the same Cheft, it's like a different day to choose which day, so then the Makon of the Chacham Tzvi is masking that he should do the first time available to in Ma'avir in Alam Tzvi. The Mishnas Odom says that he's talking about a similar case, like the case in jail, a soldier, and he has to be on guard duty, and he could do it either on Shabbos or on Friday. Which day should he choose to do? And we're talking, if it doesn't have to Mechal Shabbos, not on the Dabon, not on the Rice, the only question is mitzvah. If you don't do it today, you won't be able to do Krish and Sil. And if he's on Shabbat, they won't be able to do Kriya Shema and Tefillah of Shabbat. So Rav Nishma Sovin says it's better he should do his duty today and not be Mekayim Mitzvah Kriya Shema and Tefillah of Erev Shabbat, and he should wait till Shabbat. Why? Because the Kriya Shema and Tefillah of Shabbat has more to do. It's Mekudosh, like the Gemara says, Tzadikar of Zvot will be mentioned before, that Hanoi Le Shabbat to the Mitzvah of Shabbat. So even though Kriya Shema is every day, but the Kriya Shema of Shabbat is Mekudosh. So better he says tomorrow to give Kriya Shema Tefillah of Shabbat that tomorrow it's Mekudosh, and the Kriya Shema Tefillah of Erev Shabbat that the Mitzvah, but it's not Mekudosh and Kedush of Shabbat. And he says, if you ask me that Erev Shabbat, if he goes, if he's free, he could also do Tefillah. Obviously, he won't be able to do Tefillah. Okay, Tefillah is an oath, and Shabbat is an oath. Instead of those of Tefillah, how about some Shabbat? So it's better to go out and be on Shabbat free and be able to do my time Mitzvah on Shabbat. Yes, that's that. There's one. So let's deal with Hashem. We'll say what dinim came out from the Shabbos Ireland. First, there's one din that only by two mitzvahs they oppose each other. We have dinim kedima, but if there's more reshus opposite a mitzvah, so you can do whichever one you want. You can do reshus even before the mitzvah. Another din he said is birchas mazon as hashem yom to the chova, and it's called poder because you're mechuyav to the suda. Third din he says that birchas hamazon of weekday is called reshus and it's not called poder. Then he says Bure Priya Gesim is called Tobir because it's Tobir and Kiddush Abdullah and Erusin and Nesuin. It's not called Motzi, it's called Tobir because it is a Chiyuv. A fifth din he says that Birchas HaMozen and Sefira HaSa'omer it's in Shabbos and Yom Tov, so Birchas HaMozen from first off it's Tobir. It could be Yom Tov if it's Shri HaPesach. A sixth din is Birchas HaMozen and Sefira HaSa'omer on weekday, so you could do which one you want because it's like Rishu Semitzvah and Rishu Semitzvah is whichever one you want you to do first. Another din he says is there's no din to be the Raisa to the Rabbon. You could even do the Rabbon before the Raisa. And eighth din Ches he says ain't din to be my Chova the Nedova. I mean, if you have two mitzvahs, one is a Chova, one is a Nedova. Like Gemara says, a Raya from Shlomim Shel Emesh and Chasa Shel Ayon. Chasa is a Chova because of an Avera. And Shlomim Shel Emesh, a person brought to Nedova. And the Gemara wants to bring the Rabbi Shlomim first, because the Gemara says Shlomim first, that Tobir comes first, and the Gemara says that it's Motri. But the Gemara didn't say that Shlomim is on the Dova, and Chatos is a Chova, so Chatos should come first. So you see that Chova and Dova, or the Dova doesn't necessarily have to be, and a Chova comes before the Dova. Another thing we said, I'll read the Agatharia, that you read the Megillah before the Sefer Torah, before Kriya Sefer Torah, because it's a Rishus, and it could be maximum Rishus to a Mitzvah. There's one more din in Shaitai and Simsa Machdez, if somebody has only one cup of wine, one curse of yang, to make Kiddush, if he should, let's say Shabbat comes before Yom Tov, or Yom Tov comes before Shabbat, one day after another, should he save that curse for the next day of Shabbat, or should he eat it for Yom Tov? So there is the Kiddush of Erev Shabbos is Min HaTorah, the Oraisa. And Kiddush of Yom Tov is the Rabbonim. That's the Shagasari has a Chesdom of it. So you should do the one that's the Oraisa. And it's not a spirit of what we said before. Before we said you're doing both, the Oraisa and the Rabbonim at the same time. In night, so you could do the Rabbonim before the Oraisa. But if you have to choose to do a Oraisa or the Rabbonim one or the other one, so of course you should do the Oraisa and not the Rabbonim. Then there's one more din that the Shagasai deals with, and also the Taz, or the Brom. Somebody had to do first the Tobir and then the She'eno Tobir. He made a mistake, he started with the She'eno Tobir. Should he start in the middle of the She'eno Tobir and start with the Tobir? So the Taz brings a Budrom in Hilchos Chanukah, and he said, a Budrom says that you should stop in the middle of the She'eno Tobir and go back to the Tobir. The Taz argues with him and he says, not that. The Shagatari says, let's say if you had, it came out Shabbos and the Chodesh in the same day, or Shabbos and Yom. So in Birchas HaMozen you have to say, Ritzei and Yal V'Yobel. Ritzei comes first because it's for Shabbos is more often. And Yal V'Yobel comes after Ritzei. What happened if you made a mistake and you started Yal V'Yobel before Ritzei? So the Shagatari says you should stop in the middle of Yal V'Yobel and go back to Ritzei and then see Yal V'Yobel. So here we'll add on that the Arthur Chaim de Malbin says that even Abu Dharam, that he says, to stop in the middle of the Eino Tadr and go back to the Tadr, that's all. If he did, he's still in the middle, he didn't finish it. Let's say Yalev Yovo, he's talking about Kriyas HaTorah, but we'll say the example of Yalev Yovo. If he said already Al-Koran Yalev Yovo, he said already Yom Chagamash, or said Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh, so Lechura, everybody's motive, and we see the Ha'atzuchah, we see the Mabim, that he shouldn't go back and say, because he already did it. He already has good finish, and he did it that Al-Koran. We're talking, he's still before the Al-Koran, before the main part of the Al-Koran, he starts to say, Zichonenu, Pishkinenu, Zichon Avosenu, so then he should go back to Rishay. That's what we wanted to talk about in the union of Shvina, the Mitzvah, of Tadjim and Tadjim. There's one more klal in the Achronim, I should mention it maybe, that they want to bring up the Mishma Saddam, wants to bring from a Tosfos in Yuma. The Gemara said, it's also a Tosfos in Zvachim Nun Aleph, we had it a few weeks ago. When you bring the Soyer Afnimi, the Chatos Afnimi, and you come out with the dam from the Heichol, you have to do Shfichas Shirem to pour the rest of the dam onto the Mizbeach. Which is so should you use? It's Adma Rabi, the one that's facing the Pesach Ba'amoid, or you should pour it on the Tzad Rom. Also, a bunch that they bring outside the Mizbeach, so the Shfichas Shirem is on the Tzad Romi. The Shaila is the Chatos Apnimi, the Tzad Romi or Marabi. So the more learned out, Asher Pesach or El Moed, that you do it on the Yisod Amarovi, that faith is when he comes out of the oil mode first. So Tosfos says, why do you need a posik? You should say, Ein Ma'abir and Al-Mitzvah. By the way, when he comes out of the Pesach Ha'echol, in faith he finds the Yisod Amarovi. So that's where he should do it first. Ein Ma'abir and Al-Mitzvah. The Ein Ma'abir and Al-Mitzvah only if he has two mitzvahs in front of him. But here that he only has one, so he should, so then we have to know which one to do. So maybe he should do it in the Tod, the one that's on the Yisod Romi. So some Achronim want to bring out from here, maybe the Malbim, they bring it from here that Ein Ma'abir and Al-Mitzvah only has two mitzvahs in front of him. But if he has only one, he's going to do one, the other one won't do. Like the Mishnah Sodom said, the Gemara Menachos, he only has two kvasim. If he does today, he won't do tomorrow. That means anyway, there's one mitzvah that he won't keep doing, so then you don't say Ein Ma'abir and Al-Mitzvah. That's how the Mishnah Sodom learns Pshat. And the same Tosfos is in Vachim Nun Aleph, Tosfos says, that's the pshat that if it's one mitzvah, you don't say Ein Ma'abirin. The Shaila, should we not pshat in the posuk with the Yisod of Ein Ma'abirin Ala Mitzvah? Should we say that Shichas Shraim is on the Yisod Ma'arobi because of Ein Ma'abirin? No, but we have to be Kovei HaMokin. So it says, be Kovei HaMokin. Are you Ein Ma'abirin? You're not Kovei, because maybe the Mokin is on the other side. Maybe the Yisod Romi is the Mokin. It doesn't have to do Ein Ma'abirin Ala Mitzvah. We have already a chiyuv of two mitzvah Shaila, which one to do, to skip one or not. But here we're talking about lechatzchia, to put the sefer shulchan aruch, the halachos of that mitzvah is not shaykh Ein Ma'abir and Al HaMitzvah. Therefore, we want to add on that the Mishnah Sodom learned one when it might be that this is means something else.